ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्। देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती युत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमः पंकजनाभाय नमः पंकजमालिने नमः पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रिये। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललितां श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। So a hearty welcome on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas to all those present here on this Sunday feast program. And we are in the month of Kartik, and it's a very auspicious, the most auspicious of all the months, and it is a month of special privileges, because it is explained anything you do in this month, devotional service, you get 1,000 times more benefit. The difficulty is we can't see it. We can't verify it. We can't experimentally prove it. And so there is a laxity. Sometimes we begin to doubt. Bolte hain, pata nahi hota hai ki nahi. We think like that. But to understand this, we have to understand one underlying important principle. We are dealing with spiritual subject matter. And what is the difference between matter and spirit? If you understand that, then you will be able to grasp it immediately. According to the standard 6th textbook of general science, you can open it in your schools, in your homes, children will be there, you can check in their textbook. The definition of matter is given as that which is susceptible to the senses. How many senses do we have? 5. So it comes within the scope of any of these 5 senses means it is matter. And anything in relation with matter is material. But anything beyond these senses is spirit. And anything in relation with spirit is spiritual. So by definition, spirit is something which you can't see, which you can't touch. It is intangible. Therefore, there is a problem. Therefore, people say, it is not verifiable. I cannot understand it. But how do you see the stars in the sky? Of course, with a microscope, right? Yes, with a microscope? People are telling me yes. Am I right? You see with the microscope? No, you don't see with a microscope. You see with a telescope. Telescope is used to see far off things. Microscope is used to see and magnify things which are very, very minute, very, very small. So there are different apparatus for different purposes. So if you want to understand spiritual subject matter, it is not by sensual verification. So our entire gamut of material science is knocked out. Nikal ja. It is thrown out. You cannot verify in the laboratory. You cannot test it in any way. You can't have a litmus test. You can't do that with these things. But there is another method. Just as if you want to see the stars, you cannot use a microscope, but you use a telescope. So there is another method. And that method is to put your faith, Shraddha. That's very important. If you apply your faith, then that is the apparatus by which you can access this subject matter, not otherwise. And faith in what? That is where people get fooled, and there is a lot of scope for cheating. So there are many fake Babas, there are many fake Sadhus, and people get cheating because of this. So faith in the scriptures. And what are scriptures? What are scriptures? Shastra. Kise kehte hain? They are books written by God personally. That is the beauty. They don't have a human author. Kisi manushya ka likha hua nahi hai. Not by any human being. It is directly given by God. And such literature, which are known as scriptures, only they can deal with subject matters which is beyond the scope of the senses. And they can give you authoritative statements. With authority it is explained over there. But how to approach the scriptures? Not directly. Through a bona fide spiritual master, a guru. But how to find a guru? That is another question. That is where again cheating comes in. A lot of people claim, I am a guru, come follow me, worship me, offer your obeisances to me, put money in my pocket, I'll give you everything. That is where people get cheated. So the way to get a guru is, guru stands for G, no? So go to Google. Yeah? Right? If you go to Google, you will get a guru. Am I right? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes. He says yes. How many of you say yes? Raise your hands. How many of you say no? Raise your hands. Okay. So it's not by Google search you get a guru. But actually, you have to have sincere desire in the heart. It comes from inside. Very sincere desire of the heart. When you want to know the truth of life, when you want to know the underlying truth. See, to see what is in front of you, you don't need much intelligence. It is the job of a fool. That is why in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mudoyam nabhi janati. The foolish people do not know me. Lokomam ajamavyayam. Because I am unborn and I have no death. I am beyond birth and death. So fools cannot know me. It is beyond the scope of the materialistic people to know God. Materialistic are those who can only relate to matter. And matter is that which you can see, which you can touch, which is tangible. So those who stand within the limits of matter are materialistic. And they cannot go beyond that. They cannot relate to the soul, Atma, which is spirit. They cannot relate to God, who is Paramatma, super soul. They cannot relate to these things. So they get stuck within this ambit of materialism. So they are like a frog in the well. In the well there is a frog. And that frog does not know how vast is the ocean. The ocean is endless. But the frog thinks, this is the water body that is the biggest where I live. So that is where people get stuck. And they are not able to go beyond and reach and access the truth. And then they come up with speculative philosophies and imperfect sciences and claim to be knowledgeable. That is the problem. Therefore, we have to refer to Shastra, that is scripture, and we have to approach the scripture through a bona fide spiritual master under whose guidance, if you read, you will learn, if you understand, then it makes a lot of sense. And then you are able to open your eyes and you are able to see actually how things are happening in your life. Otherwise, it's very bewildering. Why this is happening? Suddenly yesterday a man was in poverty and after a few years you see he's shooting up, he's become a rich man. And you also have the other story. A man who was very well off suddenly loses everything. How are things happening? Somebody, your close friend was alive yesterday and today you get a message he's no more. Again, that's very shocking. We are bewildered constantly in so many events that are happening in our life. Therefore, the Lord, out of His mercy, from time to time, comes down amongst us. You see, when mother is playing with the child, sometimes the child gets stuck at a certain point. It doesn't know what to do. At that time, to help the child, the mother comes, gives a clue, and shows something, and gives him some sense of direction. Then the child is able to understand, pick up something, and then the child begins to enjoy and begins to see things correctly. Exactly in the same way, life is a game. Game between God, who is Krishna, and us, who are the living entities. Actually, we are playing the game of life. Ye khel hai. And in this, we are in ignorance. So from time to time, Krishna comes to lighten up the game. Otherwise, it becomes one-sided, na? Somebody is very clever, he knows everything, the other person doesn't know anything. So there's no interest in this game. To make it interesting, Krishna comes from time to time. He lightens up. He gives enlightenment. He gives knowledge. He gives understanding. He reveals certain things which are normally not revealed. And then, again he makes it interesting. Again he gives you hope. Krishna actually comes to give hope. He says, no, things are not so bad as you think. And that is exactly what Leela is. We are talking about Damodar Leela. What is Leela? Leela is God's direct intervention. When He comes down to this material world, amongst those who are ignorant and those who are languishing here, He comes to uplift them. So, we begin with the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Srila Prabhupada, who who is our Param Guru and Founder Acharya. By His mercy, today we are all assembled over here. And by His mercy, this movement is spreading worldwide. Generally, when an important personality comes, after his going away, the institution falls. But after Prabhupada's going away, the institution is growing and growing at a rapid pace. That is his genius, empowered personality. He has been specially sent from the spiritual world to get a movement started and keep it going. And so today we believe Prabhupada is personally between us, he is amongst us, and he is guiding us, and by his mercy, things are happening. So we are eternally grateful to him. So Leelas help us to connect with God. Otherwise, we are lost in this material world, not able to understand how things are happening, and we get bewildered. And this Damodar Leela is one such event. Just now children performed a very beautiful dance drama. Of course, they were very small children. And just as we encourage these children to come and participate in this event and thereby let them grow, in the same way, I humbly submit in front of you that today I am speaking more for my purification. It's not that I know much. It's not that I am knowledgeable. It is that I have gathered something from the wonderful devotees from whom I have been hearing for so many years, and I'd like to share a few of them with you. So this Leela, I need not repeat. We all know it, that how in the month of Kartik, Mother Yashoda was churning butter and Krishna broke the pot. Then she tied him up. There's a lot of things that happened before tying him up, all details. And ultimately, he released Nalakuber and Manigriv from the Yamala Arjuna trees, into which they were bound by a curse by Narad Muni. And ultimately, it was Nanda Baba who unties his knot. Then he is protesting against Mother Yashoda for tying him. Then ultimately, he relents, he goes to her, then she reciprocates his love, he reciprocates her love, and all is well that ends well. But in the course of this, the Lord has imparted so many important lessons. In fact, it is a gold mine. In fact, it is like a fathomless ocean. The deeper you dive, the deeper, the more you find. So it is like, how high can you fly in the sky? Is there any limit? People say sky is the limit. To explain that, there is no limit. So, an eagle can fly very high, a sparrow can fly a little. So whatever we are able to grasp with our insignificant understanding, we should be grateful for that. But whatever we get, we should apply it in our lives and therefore enrich our lives. Of course, this all is part of the Leela. Krishna breaking the pot, distributing it to the monkeys, getting afraid, and being tied by the mother, and all this, revelating Nalakuber Manigrivam, and ultimately going back. So the first important lesson that Krishna gives us, is this Leela, through his Leela, that one has to ultimately come down to render personal loving service to the Lord. That's very important. One may say, oh yeah, Krishna is beautiful, Krishna is so nice. But if you really love Krishna, and if you are really giving your heart to him, the proof is that you will actually serve him. Serving means tan man dhan se seva hoti hai. It is not lip service. Serving means giving your valuable time, putting your effort, and even spending your money for it. That means there is your real love behind it. Otherwise, you cannot cheat Krishna. You may cheat the world. You may fool people, but you cannot cheat him. Because to communicate with people, you use language. But Krishna doesn't need language. He captures your thought within the heart. He is Paramatma sitting in the heart. He doesn't have to wait till you spell out. He knows it even as the thought comes in your heart. That is the greatness of Krishna. Love and service are actually interrelated. They have a direct connection. If you love somebody, you will naturally serve that person. Mother loves the child. What does she do? She serves the child. But how? 24 hours. She has no time limit. In that 2 o'clock in the night, the child is getting up, crying for milk. Does she say, sorry, off duty hours? Subah dekhenge, duty 8 baje shuru hota hai. She doesn't say like that. She says, okay, my child, you are hungry, I'll feed you. 24/7, she is at the service of the child. That is her. That is the proof of her love, genuine love. So acharyas have utilized the same principle, but they have reversed the order. Right now, we are disconnected with God. And we are not loving God. So they say, okay, use the other side. Start serving Him. If you start serving Him, then gradually love will erupt from your heart. Giving attention to details is a sign of love. When somebody presents a cake, you know how much time it takes to make each of these flowers with cream? It's laborious. It takes a lot of time. And it needs talent, art. It cannot be done so easily. That is why cakes are expensive. But why do people gift cakes? Because they want to show their love. To make this, it takes so much time. So when somebody does it, especially does it with their own hands for somebody else, then it actually signifies how much they love that person. Because they have given so much time, more than money. Time is more valuable than money. This is another proof of love. And the maturity of devotion is to know which service to do personally and which service to delegate. Here, who is serving whom? Lakshmi Devi is serving Vishnu. This is one service she will not delegate to anybody. Pressing Vishnu's feet, Lakshmi does not say, okay, you come and press Vishnu's feet. I will take some time off. Kabhi nahi hota. She is always at the feet of Lord Vishnu. And just see, each of these activities done, enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu is the Supreme Personality, they have so much of hidden meaning behind it. Lakshmi Devi's place is at the lotus feet of the Lord. What does this signify? The whole world is running after Lakshmi. Diwali is a time for Lakshmi Puja. Why do people do Lakshmi Puja? Paisa chahiye. So, I went to one shop, one person, very successful businessman. How much flowers do you need for Lakshmi Puja? Maybe a little basketful. He had got 3 sackfuls. 3 goni bhar ke laya tha. Why? Because jada ful doge to jada paisa milega. You know, people have such kind of thoughts and mentalities. So people are running after Lakshmi. There's a long line outside Mahalakshmi temple. You've seen that, no? Especially during Diwali time, Navratri time. Why? Because people are very, very cautious. If you don't have money, what will you do? Money is sweeter than honey. So they want it. But where is Lakshmi sitting? She is sitting at Vishnu's lotus feet. What does it signify? She is the personification of all wealth, and it actually signifies that all wealth is ultimately to be engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. That is what this is symbolizing. That's what this is showing. So Lakshmi Devi is showing by her example that all wealth is ultimately to be used in the service of the Supreme Lord. And when you try to take away Lakshmi from Vishnu, worship Lakshmi separate from Vishnu, then you become Ravan, who has taken Sita away from Ram. He kidnapped Sita. So then that is Ravan mentality. To kidnap Sita, to kidnap Lakshmi, take her away from Vishnu. Therefore, in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, it is recommended that you should worship Lakshmi with Vishnu. So anyway, this is one topic, one point, that is maturity of devotion is to know which service to do personally. Brahmaji, another example. This is the Brahma Vimohan Leela. How many of you have not heard about this? Those in ISKCON know it, but some may not have heard about this. Okay. Brahma Vimohan Lila means where Brahmaji is bewildered. What happens is all the children, cowherd boys, they are sitting around Krishna. Here you can see. And Brahma is coming in his swan carrier, Hans. And he is looking and he is surprised. These little boys who are sitting around Krishna, and Krishna is supposed to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From where does Brahma come? See in the first slide, the first part. He is coming from the lotus flower which is sprouting from the navel of Vishnu. Vishnu is his mother, Vishnu is his father. That is the origin of Brahma. And Krishna is the origin of Vishnu. Even Vishnu comes from Krishna. He is the original Supreme Personality. Now that Krishna, as a small boy, is sitting here in the field. And these cowherd boys are sitting around him. And they are enjoying their lunch boxes. All have brought their lunch boxes. And how they are playfully eating and playing with each other. One boy, Krishna is telling one boy, come on, drink this buttermilk. So he is drinking the buttermilk. And he is holding it in his mouth. Like that. Then Krishna is going and punching his mouth. And all the buttermilk is squirting out. Krishna opens his mouth and drinks it. Brahmaji is saying this. He says, what is this? In the temples, there is so much of mantra, there is so much of tantra, there is so much of methodology that goes into it. You have to take bath, then you have to become pure, and you have to be very clean and austere, and you have to lead a celibate lifestyle. Only then somebody is allowed to do this puja, and only then the food is offered to the Lord. And here, one little boy, uske muh ka jhootha, seedha apne muh mein. What is this? Huh? This cannot be. This is not Krishna. Some wrong number. Kuch to bhi gadbad hai. Something has gone wrong. This is not Krishna. He is bewildered. And then he says, okay, I will test. I'll find out. So he takes the boys, he takes the cows, he takes the calf, hides them in a cave. I'm just fast forwarding. It's a long story. But then he is surprised to see, when he comes back, all the boys, all the cows, all the calves are sleeping in the cave where Brahmaji is hidden them. But Krishna is again sitting with his friends and all the cows and calves are there intact without any change. He says, what is this? I just hid them but they are here. So again he is coming and checking. No, they are here. He is going and checking in the cave. They are there also. There are two sets now. One set hidden, one set playing with Krishna. Then he is bewildered. He says, this is too much. Then ultimately he comes and surrenders to Krishna and Krishna is revealing to him that all these second set I created from my own body and they are exactly the prototype of what the originals were. So there is absolutely no difference because he is the source of the whole creation. So everything at his beck and call, for him it is not a problem. He can bring out anything, anytime, anywhere without effort. So that is proof that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Brahmaji was bewildered. Why? Because he was also delegating all the responsibilities given to him. You do this, you do that. But he was not doing personal service. That is the point acharyas have pointed out. Therefore, doing personal service to the Lord is very important. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself cleaning the Gundicha temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years back. Incarnation of Supreme Personality. I mean, he is non-different. He is the same as Krishna. And he went to the Gundicha temple and he cleaned the Raja Simhasan where the Lord is personally seated when he comes for the Rath Yatra. Till the return Rath Yatra, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, they take their place over here. So he is personally cleaning this. So he is signifying, though he is Supreme Personality, he is non-different from Jagannath. But still, he is giving his time, energy and effort and he is cleaning the whole place. Signifying that you have to engage in personal service. That is where deity worship comes in as a very, very important mode of devotional service. That is why in ISKCON, so much of deity worship is stressed and all the devotees are encouraged to have deities at home so that they can engage in loving devotional service to the Lord on a personal level. That is the beauty of it. Madhavendra Puri story. So Gopal came in the dream of Madhavendra Puri and told him to bring Chandan. And right from Vrindavan, Madhavendra Puri set out somewhere near Jagannath Puri to the hills to get Chandan from the forest. But he did not delegate this to anybody. He personally went because the Lord appeared in his dream. So he said no. He could have sent somebody. He could have easily delegated. But he didn't do that. He personally went. All these acharyas are teaching us. So the second point is one has to extend oneself beyond one's comfort zone. Otherwise, see, this is the picture of Malati flowers because we hear about Malati flowers in the Damodar Leela. So we will come to it very briefly. Very shortly we will come to that point also. How the Malati flowers were decorating Mother Yashoda's hair. And when Mother Yashoda was running to catch Krishna, the flowers started jumping and falling down. So various reasons are assigned for it. We will come to that. But anyway, so this is those Malati flower. And one has to extend oneself beyond one's comfort zone. It is not that even on a day-to-day basis, those who are of us who are associated with the temple and devotional life, various services are offered and we have given the option and the choice to take up some seva. If we commit for a seva, then we should do it whether or not it is convenient for us. It's not a question of convenience, it's a question of commitment. That is the difference. So comfort zone means I will do it if it is convenient. But commitment means irrespective of whether it is convenient, I will still do it. Even if it is inconvenient, I will do it. If I don't have time, I will make time and do it. It is not that I don't have time, so I could not do it. That is non-committal. Committal means, no, I will sacrifice something else but do it. Prioritize. That's very important. Unless one gives priority to anything in one's life, that thing never gets done. So this is a very important principle. In this, there is a very important thing. What was Mother Yashoda doing on the morning of the Diwali day, Damodar Leela? She was churning the milk. So this churning, acharyas have explained, has got so much of significance. It is not just an ordinary activity. Actually, today, how do we churn milk? Do you use the rod anymore? What do you do? Mixy. But lately, those, especially from the field of Ayurveda, who are doing research, they have pointed out that if you churn and get the butter by using a mixy, then it doesn't have the same effect as churning with the rod. So see, everything that is given in the Shastra has got a very deep significance. Sometimes people say, how should I chant? Can I chant on the counter? Or should I chant with the beads? It is recommended you chant with the beads. But sometimes it is difficult for people to chant on the counter. Of course, if you are not able to chant on the beads, it is better you chant on the counter than not chant. That is another aspect. But as far as possible, you should chant on the beads, the recommended way. So let us try to understand what is the importance of the churning rod and the process of using the churning. The churning rod stands for the, represents the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If you consider the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to be the churning rod, then our mind is like the yogurt. The rod is put inside the yogurt and it is churned, right? So, our mind in its original state does not reveal any butter. But the butter is there in it. But if you want the butter to come out, then you have to churn it. So, in the same way, as we go ahead, you will get this point more clearly. And the chanting beads with which we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they are compared to the rope that is used for the churning, to churn the rod. There is a rope which is tied around it, and on two sides, with both the hands, the rope is pulled. So that is compared to the chanting beads, japmala. And the butter which comes out after churning, that is actually representing love for Krishna. That represents the love. So what happens when you churn, that is when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then your mind, which is got so many things in it, clouded and covered with so many things, where it is not clear, your love for Krishna is not revealed, little by little, by the process of churning, as it continues over a period of time, that love for Krishna, it comes out. So it is a long-term process. Once I tried to churn with my hand in my house. So I saw it took 45 minutes for the butter to come out. Whatever little quantity I had, I think 1 liter of cream I took, I started churning it, and it took 45 minutes for the butter to actually precipitate and come out. So it takes time. So for us, for butter on a material level, it may take 45 minutes, but in our lifetime effort, it could be even 45 lifetimes. So we should not be in a hurry. Therefore it is given, utsahat nishchayat dhairyat. Dhairya means patience. You should be patient in these spiritual processes. But you must know for sure what you are doing. If you know what you are doing, you will never give it up. That is the beauty of it. Therefore all these explanations are given by the acharyas. So butter is actually denoting love for Krishna. And Krishna wants butter. In other words, Krishna wants our love. That is what he is seeking. Krishna doesn't want your money. How much money can you give Krishna? How much money can you give? From whatever you have, you will give some part. The remaining you will keep for your use. So when somebody, even if he is donating 1 lakh rupees into the hundi, Krishna knows 99 lakh which he's got. Garme, bolte, my dear, you are donating 1 lakh, but the remaining 99 lakhs is also mine. Wo bhi mera hi hai. Everything mera hi diya hua hai. So you can't purchase Krishna. You can't impress him with your money. Then what does he want? He only wants your love. It's like a small child. Child is coming to the parents, taking 5 rupees from the pocket of the parent, going down, buying some sweets. And one sweet out of that, he's opening and putting in the parent's mouth. Parents are very happy. Parent does not say that all the sweets you are having is mine. One sweet mein kya hone wala hai. But that gesture of wanting to give first to the parent, the gesture of registering one's gratitude, of showing one's love through the medium of service. Love and service are interrelated. To actually serve by giving the first sweet to the parent, that is what makes the parent very happy. And they are pleased, overpleased. The same way, Krishna wants butter, which is actually signifying the love of our heart. That is why Krishna is stealing butter. Why is he stealing butter? Churning releases butter and chanting is manifesting love of God. When you chant, actually love of God is released from your heart just the way butter is released from the yogurt. That is how it happens. So it is something on a spiritual level. This is what I told you in the very beginning. So spirituality is something which you have to understand with your heart, not with your head. So, if there is love for God, these things become easily understandable. Or even if there is an inclination to love God, it is easily grasped. So, this is a beautiful shloka, which says, this is originally from the Padma Puran, quoted in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Atah Shri Krishna Nama Dina Bhavet Grahyam Indriyai Sevan Mukhehi Jivvadav Swayam Eva Swaratyada. The translation is given here. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses. See, again the same point is brought out. With material senses, you cannot even touch Krishna. You cannot even understand him. You cannot even know him. That is why he says, Krishna explains, Mudoyam nabi janati. Foolish people will never understand. Actually, what is the meaning of fooling? Fooling means what? Something which is there, you have hidden it, you don't show it. The same way, Krishna is playing a game with us. He is hiding himself. He is hiding the truth. And the foolish people are thinking what they are able to see with their eyes is the only truth. What is the meaning of a visionary? Visionary is a person who can see what the eyes cannot see. That was Prabhupada. They are the acharyas who tell us, do not waste your life in frivolous things. Get up to the truth of life. Understand what is the significance of life. Do not spend your life in insignificant things. Bibi, bacha, ghar, roti, kapda, makan. This is anyway going to happen. Even without your doing extraordinary effort, roti, kapda, makan you get according to your quota. It is there for everybody. According to the quota, you will get it. But of course, you can't be lazy. You have to work. There is no excuse for being lazy. But even if you work, how much will you get? Only as much is sanctioned in your quota, not more. People say, Dhirubhai Ambani was a telawala, then he became udyogpati. So if anybody becomes a telawala, will they become udyogpati? Will they become industrialist? Does it happen? I can do it, so can you. No, that logic does not work. So, it must be there in your karmic balance. Only then you will get it. So, but the blunt material senses, you can never understand Krishna. But he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service. So see, Krishna is only pleased by your service. And that is exactly what Yashoda did in the Damodar Leela. She churned the butter personally. She had thousands of maids. She could have told any one of them to churn the butter. She got up at 2 o'clock in the morning, gave up her sleep, coming out of the comfort zone. That is the beauty. This is what she is signifying. So this Leela can teach us so many things. So in the same way, if you really have that love for God, then we will show it in our service to the Lord. We can rise above the comfort zone. Otherwise, you can give 1001 excuses. Oh, it is raining. Oh, today it's very shine. It's shining. Either rain or shine. For any one reason, you will not come. But despite all these things, if you still come and come forward and do your seva, that means you have got a higher priority. So Krishna is just testing you for that. He reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service. So this is one point. Then, and today morning there was a beautiful lecture by His Grace Mukundamala Prabhu. And I just came to the last part of the lecture and I got it. And I liked it. So I just incorporated that. And it explains. Shraddha, we said, na, the way to know, relate to Krishna is not by buddhi, not by intelligence, but by Shraddha, by faith. So, how does that Shraddha come? In the beginning, you have to have a little Shraddha, a little faith, Adav Shraddha. And then, this is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it explains the whole process of growth or development of one's faith. It is a very scientific process. So every step is explained in this. I am not going into the details of all these steps. But just want to tell you that in the beginning, we all have a little faith. We have to be careful to preserve and cultivate that faith so that it grows into a tree. Another example that we can give for this is Adav Shraddha means little initial faith. Initial. You know, in every society where we are living, there is a motor pump to pump the water to the terrace, correct? So if you ever go into that pump room and see, how does the pump start? The watchman or the person who is there, he needs a little water, at least one mug of water, to pour into the pump. And then he starts the pump. If you don't do that, what does he say? Machine jal jayega, pani nahi to jal jayega, he says. So before all the water which is there in the tank can be brought up, at least one mug of water is required, which is poured into the pump, and then that creates, and that is pumped out first. When the machine starts, that is pumped out first. So that creates a vacuum. That vacuum creates a suction, and by the help of that suction, the entire tank is pumped up. So, a little faith in the beginning is required, then you can access the ocean of mercy of Krishna. That is the beauty. Adho Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Tat Bhajana Kriya. So these are all different steps. Tato Anartha Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prema. And then ultimately it comes to Shuddha Prema. Bhavet Karkrama. Bhavet Krama means it happens in serial order. It happens in the same fashion. So there is a process. It is a very scientific process. And Yashoda is an example of Ragatmika Bhakti. This was the point that was made in today morning's lecture. Beautifully given. So one is Anuraga Bhakti and the other is Ragatmika Bhakti. Anuraga Bhakti means spontaneous. Those who engage in devotional services, fearing the consequence that if you don't do, you may have some reaction, that is not spontaneous. That is doing out of fear. That is motivated. But Krishna, he is not happy with that. He doesn't want you to be afraid and then go and stand in front of him. He doesn't want that. He wants you to go spontaneously in front of him. He wants you to go approach him spontaneously with love in the heart. Love means spontaneity. And therefore it is said, Yashoda is signifying Ragatmika Bhakti. The way she did it, you know how many ropes she tied together? And though she was, and still she was not able to tie Krishna. How many ropes? Anybody knows? All ropes available in the vicinity. But there is a mathematical count. Anybody knows the number? 9 lakh cows. So in every house they had 2 ropes for each cow. One to tie the cow and one to tie the leg of the cow while milking. So for each cow it is 2. So 18 lakh rope. 18 lakh pieces of rope she brought together and tied, but still she could not tie Krishna's waist. So you can understand how much effort she has put. And how can one put so much of effort? Because her devotion to Krishna was spontaneous. It was not motivated. It was not that if I do this I will get that or something. She wanted to discipline her child. For her Krishna was not God. For her Krishna was child. She loved him. And she wanted to discipline him. That was her only focus at that point of time. So, this way, there are so, actually what we are now discussing are just a few points here and there. Isaac Newton made a beautiful statement when he was honored for making the discovery of the law of gravity. He was greatly, widely acclaimed and respected. But Isaac Newton was a devotee. He believed in God. He was not an atheist. So he made one beautiful statement. What did he say? He said, I am like a small child on the seashore picking up an attractive pebble here and a shiny pebble there, while the vast ocean of knowledge lies undiscovered in front of me. Can you understand the significance of this statement? Who is telling this? Isaac Newton. Who was he? One of the greatest scientists. And he is telling the vast ocean of knowledge is lying undiscovered in front of me. And I am just discovering one pebble, shiny pebble here or there. So we should understand the extent to which there is to be known is unimaginable. Even for a great pandit who is very, very acclaimed and knowledgeable, it is said that what he knows is equal to a mustard seed, and what he needs to know is the fathomless, endless ocean. So much of knowledge is there. So by knowledge, you cannot catch Krishna. It's only by devotion. It's only by surrender. There is only one relation we can have with Krishna, that of surrender. No other relation works. And therefore Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ikshami mashucha. So the third point that we learn from this is Sankirtan. Sankirtan means samyak kirtan. Coming together and doing kirtan. That means cooperation. When devotees cooperate in devotional service and work as a team, the Lord is very pleased. This is what the Lord actually wants. he does not want the devotees to fight among themselves. And what is Kali? Kali means split, brick. That is the meaning of Kali, Kalaha. So, where there is devotion, there is no place for Kali, genuine devotion. And that is what Prabhupada also has said in the end, that we'll see as you go ahead. So, Yashoda's churning butter. Here, actually you must know one more thing. Every thing in the spiritual world is a person. In the material world, you say earrings, lifeless object. You say bangles, lifeless object. It is not so in the spiritual world. The earrings are having consciousness, they have life. The bangles are having consciousness, they have life. And the flowers on Yashoda's hair, the Malati flowers, they are individuals, they have their own consciousness. So everything, even the churning rod, is an individual, is a conscious individual, and is also having something to contribute. So all these things together are like an orchestra. They perform something what is known as a symphony, and they come together and they create beautiful music. Means they cooperate together. What is music? Music is not just singing. Anything when it happens in cooperation and it has got a singular purpose, then that is music. So here, all these things, the earrings are dancing in Yashoda's ears. The bangles, the sounding, the swishing sound that the bangles are producing, they are setting a rhythm. Similarly, the churning rod, our Sudama Prabhu, actually many of the points which I am sharing with you today, he has been kind enough to share with me. So let me acknowledge my gratitude to him. So he mentioned this point about the churning rod. He says, you know, when the churning rod, when the rod is being churned, that sound comes, you know, dhoom, 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 that kind of a sound comes. So he says, what is inside the pot? It is dahi, yogurt. And when you churn, what becomes out of it? Buttermilk, that is tak. So he says, this churning rod is like a mridang, and when he is churning, it is like dahi tak, dahi tak, dahi tak. So it is like the mridang being played. The playing of the mridanga. So just see the fertile imagination of devotees. So so all these two together are coming together just to churn the butter. So this actually signifies spirit of cooperation. And the Malati flowers, some of the flowers are thinking, oh, now Yashoda is going to tie Krishna. I don't want to be part of this conspiracy, so I better fall off. And some other flowers are thinking, Yashoda is running so hard and she wants to tie Krishna. So let me lighten her burden, so let me jump off. So each flower is an individual, so they have their own consciousness. Their consciousness can differ. But they are all cooperating with Yashoda in one way or the other. So this is the beauty of the spiritual world. So Sankirtan, see, so many devotees are there. They are all playing various musical instruments. But they don't create a noise. They create a symphony. They create something pleasing to hear. So, in life also we have to be like that. When we work as a team, in devotion also we have to work as a team. Not that each person is performing individually. I want my mridanga to be heard the loudest. I want my zambe to be heard. Or I want the, what is it called? Organ to be heard. No. Kartal. All of them are coming together to create something very, very pleasing and to actually give devotion to people at large. So that is how, even in Mangal, Mangal Arati in the morning, if the mridanga is played very softly, the kartal is played just as much as is required, then it's very soothing and very pleasing to hear. And you know, actually your devotion is ignited in the heart. It is simply released. Your feelings for the Lord. But if each one, if the person who is playing the kartal is beating like the bell of the fire engine, you know, fire brigade ka ghanti jaisa bajane laga, what happens? Then Sudama Prabhu said, then it is not Mangal Arati, it becomes Dangal Arati. fighting. So, and when devotees come together and sing, then what happens? The Lord will manifest over there because He is attracted by their cooperation. And therefore this sloka, Naham tishthami vaikunte yoginam hridayeshuva madbhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishthanti tatra tishthami narada. Actually, I do not reside in my abode, Vaikuntha, nor do I reside within the hearts of the yogis, but I reside in that place where my pure devotees chant my holy name and discuss my form, pastimes and qualities. Therefore, engaging in Shravanam and Kirtanam is very important, because actually when this process is going on, the Lord is personally present over there. This is the beauty of it. And as I told you, again we go back to the original statement, don't try to see the Lord with the eyes. It is a wrong process. It is explained by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Serve the Lord so that the Lord wants to see you. It is when the Lord wants, He will reveal Himself. But not by your effort, by His mercy. That is the beauty. Then, this is a story for cooperation. Once, somebody accused Vishnu. You are very partial to the devatas. And you are very, very harsh on the demons. So Vishnu said, now you only decide. I am just going to invite all of them for a party. And I will have only one rule. Everything will be laid out on the table. Rasgulla, samosa, kachori, name them and you have it. Everything is there. Wonderful. But, how do you get it? One minute. This went off. It's just my problem. I think I was not using it for a long, didn't play it. No? So, it is explained that the rule that Lord Vishnu set was, it's not switched on. So see, we are confronted with Kali Yuga technology. Our Trivikram Prabhu always used to say. So anyway, he put only one rule, and that rule was, you can eat as much as you want, but you should not bend your elbow. Not to bend the elbow. How? Jitna khana hai khao. How to eat? So the demons, they entered the room and they dashed to the table with their mouth. You know, they put their hands behind and they buried their head into the foodstuff and they were jostling with each other, pushing each other so that they get the maximum. In the process, their face was smeared with all the food and a lot of it was wasted. It was a total chaotic situation. Half the food was thrown onto the ground. And hardly anybody was getting anything, and there was a big fight between them. So this was an unruly scene that was taking place in the room. In the neighboring room, there were the devatas, the suras. And what did they do? They stood in line, in front of each other. This person would feed that one. And he would feed this one. Samne, hum apne mu mein nahi dalenge, samne wale ke mu mein dalenge. You know, it is like that. So that is what they did. So not bending the elbow. Pick it up, put the other one. And he will pick up one and put it in your mouth. So both of you are getting. What does this signify? Cooperation. And what does the earlier one signify? Competition. So that is the next point we make. Competition is a material quality. Cooperation is a spiritual quality. So in devotional life, we need to cooperate. And wherever there is cooperation, that's actually an element of spirituality comes in there. Cooperation means not putting yourself ahead, but rather putting the common cause ahead. The Pandavas were united. They had a unity of purpose. The Kauravas, though they fought together, but actually they had individual agenda. Now there's not much time, so we cannot discuss that. But therefore they are divided. So what Prabhupada says, if you want to please me, cooperate with each other. So this is Another point. This is, we come to the end after. After that, we'll come to that. Now, spiritualize your activities. This is the fourth lesson. Spiritualize. How do we spiritualize? Our effort must be unmotivated and uninterrupted. That is what is important. Savai pumsa paro dharmo yato bhaktir adokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. If you go to Krishna with an agenda, he can see through everything. But if you go purely to serve, that is unmotivated. You are not having any motivation. I am doing this to gain something in return. Krishna does not appreciate that. Love means to selflessly give. That is what he wants. He wants love. And it was told to Arjun, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yudhyacha mai arpita mano buddhir mame vaishyasi asamshayaha. Krishna is promising to Arjun that you should always think of me in the form of Krishna and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. So it is not that while shooting the arrows, Krishna was chanting the Arjuna was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But he had that consciousness that I am killing not for my personal gain, but to fulfill the mission of Krishna, to establish dharma. It is for that purpose I am fighting. So he had no enmity with the soldiers whom he was shooting. He was doing it as a service to the Lord. So that is the way one has to live one's life. Do everything as a service to the Lord. So in that way you are always remembering the Lord. Though you may be engaged in various activities externally. So this is also given in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Ehi shloka nama balilaya maha mantra shola nama batrisha akshara yehi tantra. This is a very beautiful episode. I don't have time to go into it, but it's very nice, very sweet pastime between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Tapan Mishra. So he is giving him this instruction that the maha mantra is containing 16 names and it has got 32 syllables. So he is asking you to chant this. And how to chant? Ratri dena namalaya khaite soite tahara mahima vede nahi paredite. The Vedas are unable to fully describe the glories of one who chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra day and night, even while eating and sleeping. Of course, there is also another story of Gopal Guru, but again, due to paucity of time, I really won't do, or I'll tell you in a very brief way. There was one young boy, he was the disciple of Bhakreshwar Pandit, and he was very friendly with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the title of Guru. Actually his name was Gopal. So he was called as Gopal Guru. So one day it so happened, while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to answer nature's call, he was holding his tongue, biting it, you know, holding it. So he says, why? He says, my tongue is incessantly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But while passing emotions, it is inauspicious, so I must not do that. So therefore I am holding my tongue. So this young boy is telling, you are the Supreme Lord. For you it makes no difference. But we are ordinary Jivatmas. Even while passing motion, if our soul passes out of the body, then what will be our destination? If we are not chanting at that point of time also. So immediately the Lord is appreciating his thought process. He says, wow, how deeply you are able to think that incessantly you must chant. And therefore he gives him the title of Guru, and so he is known as Gopal Guru. So what that boy was teaching was, he's telling, incessantly you must chant. Whatever you may be doing, that inside your consciousness, it has to be a continuous flow. And so this is, chanting is as important as breathing. That is what we must remember. Can you stop your breathing for any reason? Similarly, you must not chant, stop your chanting for any reason. And give undivided attention to Krishna. Be it japa, katha, seva. No multitasking. No. Sometimes people drive the car with japa beads in one hand. Hare Krishna, Krishna. You see this? Also, while talking on the mobile, I am also guilty of this. I am telling you, I am speaking for my purification. Okay? So sometimes you just pick up the mobile while chanting and all. Actually, when you are chanting, you are actually talking to Krishna. So if I am talking to you, and suddenly I answer somebody else, you will naturally feel offended. No? You are asking me a question and I am suddenly diverting my attention to somebody. If I am talking to you, I must concentrate on you. So in the same way, Krishna, that's a personal relationship. Again the same problem comes up. We are not able to see Krishna with our eyes, no? So we think he is not there. But the fact is, every time you chant, he is sitting in front of you. There was some beautiful graphic picture that comes in Tulsi Ramayana. So, there is one saint who is chanting and Bal Gopal, Krishna, is sitting in front of him. And every time he is chanting, Hare Krishna, the child is nodding. Means accepting the mantra. So please picturize this in your mind whenever you chant. Every time you chant, the Lord is sitting in front of you and nodding his accent, his acceptance. So therefore, we have to be very, very focused in what we are doing. So this is explaining the same thing. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate. This is again, that is, we have to give up all our external designations when we come in front of the Lord. It is for this reason that we remove the shoes and we come to the temple. Temple actually shows designation. Shoes actually show designation. So you keep your designation out and come barefoot in front of the Lord. You are bearing yourself in front of the Lord. That is what it means. Your designations are kept out. So that is the significance of removing the footwear when you come into the temple. So, your senses, you engage it in the service of the Lord, senses will become purified. So therefore there are so many processes in deity worship. Jivera Swarup Hoya Krishna Ranitidas. This is everybody knows, I'm going ahead. And the last important lesson is, two fingers. One is your effort, the other is Krishna's mercy. This also everybody has heard, you know it very much. But another connotation of the same thing is, only two things you can do. One is focus on the present moment and focus on your consciousness. This is what you can practically do in life when you are besotted with various difficult situations. To explain this, there is a very graphic example. This I heard from His Grace Gaur Gopal Prabhu in one of his lectures. I liked it very much. So, this is exemplified by one example. Of course, this may be a cooked up one, but even then it is very graphic, so you can actually relate to it. So there was a deer. She was living in a forest and she was pregnant. And it was about nearing time for her delivery. Suddenly, a forest fire started. And the forest fire started spreading. Now the deer, to save her life, she bolted out of the forest. Came out, galloping like this. And so she thought, the best thing is to cross the river and go to the other side. So the forest fire will not come there. Beech mein river aa jayega na. Safe. So she came. But what happened? The river was in flood. Spate. So she could not jump across the river. So she said, okay, now what to do? Okay, let me go upstream. Along the bank. So she starts running upstream. But what she sees there? There is a hunter with a bow and arrow. Just aiming at her. Oh no. She turns around, goes downstream. But what happens? There is a lion coming there. So now what to do? Where to go? Caught from all the four sides. Nowhere to go to. So she says, okay, at present, it's time for my delivery. I have to deliver my baby. So she simply sits down over there. Focuses on what she has to do at that point of time. Urgent and important. One of the management principles. What that which is urgent and that which is important, do it first. So, other problems are there. Other difficulties are there. But let us focus on this. So she is focusing on that. And at the same time, you know, whether you are a human being or anybody, everybody has an inner connection to God. So in that situation, helplessly, the heart will cry out for the shelter and mercy of the Lord. The same thing the deer also did. And the response was, there was a bolt of lightning from the sky which struck the hunter So when he released the arrow hit the lion. So the hunter was killed by the bolt of lightning. The lion was killed by the arrow of the hunter. And the rain, it quenched the forest fire. And she delivered her baby and she was safe. So, two things here. Focus on the present moment. What best you can do. Focus on that rather than worrying. Arre, yahan to aag lag gayi hai. Yahan to bhaad aa gayi hai. Yahan to sher hai. Yahan to shikari hai. All these problems, you know. So in our life also we are caught up. What to do over there, what to do. And we are simply getting caught up in anxiety. Rather than that, do what you can. Do what you must. Urgent and important. Do that. Maybe, and pray from your heart. That is always open. That option is always open. And do your best and leave the rest. Krishna will take care of it. So, be sincere, be serious, and have no ulterior motive. Be simple and non-duplicitous. Be sincere means, see, remember one thing, as I told you, matter and spirit. So, who are we? The spirit souls. We are not the body. So, what is the nature of the spirit soul? Satchit Anand. Okay? Eternal, full of bliss, and full of knowledge. Now, there's only one thing the soul can do. The body can do so many things, but the soul can do only one thing. You know what is it? To desire. The soul can only desire. Aur kuch nahi kar sakta. Then there is interface. The soul, whatever the soul wants, the Paramatma facilitates through the medium of material energy and the body. That is how it happens. So if the desires that are coming from your heart, if you focus on that, and if you help to purify your desires, if you are able to focus on that, let your desires be pure. That is the meaning of being sincere. Sincere means purify your own desires. If your desires become pure, then other things will follow. And be serious means it is not enough just to have desire, but you have to act on your desire. If you want something to be done, if you desire something, then you cannot simply tie your hands and keep quiet. I desire to have a Mercedes car. Krishna, ek Mercedes car, mere naam par. It will not happen. You have to work for it. But if you are sincere, if you are desiring it, if you are serious, means if you really start working for it, a day may come when you can have it. But you have to work for it in the proper direction. That is serious. And have no ulterior motive. That means, two words are there. Simple and duplicitous. Simple means, jo andar wahi bahar. What is in the heart, the same thing is, that is known as integrity. Manasa vacha karmana. Mind, that is thought, words and actions are in one line. That means you are simple. Everything is showing the same thing. But if it is, muh mein ram bagal mein churi, something inside, something outside, then what happens? Ulterior motive. This ulterior motive spoils everything. It spoils your devotion, it spoils relationship between devotees, relationship between friends. Why only devotees? Even in the material world, even in the outside world, they say, this person is not dependable. You know, in course of time, you lose your reputation. Even in the work circle or in the friend circle, wherever you may be. Even in the family circle, social circle, people say, person is not reliable. Because, jo bolta hai, wo karta nahi. You know, that is the thing. So walk your talk. That is important. And that means integrity. That means having no ulterior motive. So be simple and do not be duplicitous. Then Krishna is there. He takes care. And everything is taken care of. Some of the points that Damodar Lila can teach us. So I think we will stop with this. And before we end up, if there are any questions, one question or two. Otherwise, there are no questions, then thank you very much for your patient hearing. And can go ahead. Thank you.
हरे कृष्णा. भक्त लोग से नम्र निवेदन है, कृपया करके अपने स्थान पर बैठे रहें. वी रिक्वेस्ट ऑल द डिवोटीज टू बी काइंडली बी सीटेड ऑन देयर सीट्स. देयर आर सम इंपॉर्टेंट अनाउंसमेंट्स टू बी मेड. So before I may proceed with the announcements, we'd like to really thank His Grace Adhapati Prabhu for giving such a wonderful lecture with wonderful lessons. By a traditional style, by loudly chanting 3 times. तो सबसे पहले हम उन भक्तों का स्वागत करना चाहेंगे जो इस मंदिर में पहली बार आए हैं और सो वी लाइक टू इनवाइट दोज डिवोटीज हु हैव कम टू दिस टेंपल फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम.